Welcome to Torah Imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Danielle Bloom, and today we will explore Parsha Re'eh. Together we will discuss how and why the Torah is a source of blessing for us personally, communally, nationally, and universally. As we journey through Parsha Re'eh, I hope we can uncover how the timeless teachings of the Torah can illuminate our paths and inspire us to lead lives imbued with purpose and spiritual connection. Join me as we get a glimpse into the transformative power of the Torah and how it can shape our lives for the better. The Torah is a divine blueprint meticulously designed to guide those who learn, internalize, teach, and safeguard its values toward a life of meaning and fulfillment. As we continue our journey through Sefer Devarim, we recognize this as Moshe Rabbeinu's living will to the Jewish people. It is here that Moshe not only recounts the laws and histories that have shaped us, but also imparts timeless wisdom that continues to resonate through the generations. In our previous studies of Parshios Devarim, Ve'eschanan, and Ekev, Moshe introduced themes that will echo throughout the entire Sefer. These themes are interwoven into the fabric of our lives through the mitzvos, reinforcing our identity and purpose as Jews. One of the central messages Moshe begins with is the importance of hope and resilience. He reminds us that to be a Jew means to never lose hope. We are commanded, Lo tira'um. We have nothing to fear because Hashem is always lovingly by our side. This powerful message is echoed in the words of David HaMelech in Tehillim, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid ki mimini bal emot. With Hashem by our side, it is illogical to give up hope. The Ramah, in his introduction to the Shulchan Aruch, quotes this pasuk and underscores its significance by stating, Hu klal gadol batorah. This is the all-encompassing rule of the Torah. Moshe explains that our mission is to establish a society that will carry the name of Hashem. This mission provides us with purpose and direction, enabling us to endure challenges and rise above adversity. As Viktor Frankl taught us through his experiences in the Holocaust, those who can remain hopeful and have a mission in life are happier, healthier, and more resilient. Our mission and hope-filled life are the keys to the Jewish people's survival, both in the land of Israel and throughout our long, dark exile. The energy that drives this mission is the gratitude we cultivate within ourselves and in our relationship with Hashem. Moshe reveals the key to our success in our Avodas Hashem, the secret behind our passionate love and reverence for Torah and mitzvot. The secret is gratitude. The verse in the Torah states, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, what does Hashem your God ask of you? But the rabbis read it, Al Tikri Ma Elameya, do not read it as what, but 100, a reference to the 100 blessings we are encouraged to recite daily. Gratitude transforms our lives. It enables us to see beyond the mundane and connect with the divine in every moment. Grateful people are happier, healthier, less depressed and anxious, and they live longer lives. Embracing gratitude can enrich our lives and deepen our connection to the Torah and to each other. This week, in the introduction to Parshas Re'eh, we learn that living a life of Torah is a blessing in itself. The parsha begins with Moshe outlining the choices before us. Re'eh, Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom, Bracha Uklala. See, this day I set before you blessing and curse. Esa Bracha Asher Tishmu El Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. You will get bracha if you obey the commandments of Hashem, v'haklala im lo sishma'u, and curses if you do not listen. At first glance, the phraseology in the bracha verse seems peculiar. Instead of saying if you do not listen, as it does for the curse, v'haklala im lo sishma'u, it says asher tishma'u, that you listen. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch notes that the blessing is written asher tishma'u and not im tishma'u because the very act of fulfilling God's commandments is itself a part of the blessing. The blessing doesn't just follow obedience. It is realized through and with each mitzvah observed. Each time we obey the Torah faithfully, we take a step forward in our spiritual and moral development, blessing ourselves through our actions. He writes, "The mental and moral act, which is accomplished every time we faithfully obey the Torah, is itself a blessed progress, a step forward of our whole being. And with every mitzvah act, we bless ourselves." Rashi provides another profound insight. He inserts the words al-menas into the pasuk, on account of the mitzvos we perform. It implies that the blessing exists before our actions. This interpretation suggests that Hashem has already set us in a world filled with blessings, and our role is to fulfill our part of the agreement. Thus, the blessing precedes, follows, and accompanies our actions. This begs the question, how does the Torah bring blessing into the lives of those who keep its mitzvos? As we delve into this question, we begin to see the underlying brilliance of the Torah. The societal structure created by the mitzvos is a profound blessing, as it instills within its practitioners the virtues of hope, mission, gratitude, and empathy. These virtues are not only central to the Torah's teachings, but also resonate with the findings of modern research, which identifies them as key components of a successful and fulfilling life. By embracing the mitzvos, individuals are guided toward a life of purpose, fostering a sense of hope that transcends the challenges of everyday life. The mitzvos cultivate a sense of mission, encouraging a deep commitment to personal and communal growth. Gratitude is embedded in the practice of the mitzvos, reminding us to appreciate the blessings in our lives and to recognize the divine hand in all that we do. Empathy, too, is a cornerstone of Torah living, as it teaches us to connect with others, to understand their struggles, and to extend kindness and compassion. Through the Torah, we discover a blueprint for a life that is not only spiritually fulfilling, but also aligned with the principles of modern well-being. The Torah's timeless wisdom offers a path to a life of depth, meaning, and profound connection to the world around us. There's a saying I once heard. A scientist climbed the cliffs of knowledge, and when he reached the summit, he found an old rabbi wrapped in his talis and tefillin, swaying in blissful prayer. The sentiment echoes the teachings from Pirkei Avos, Hafoch ba v'hafoch ba dekula ba. Turn the Torah over and over, for everything is in it. The Torah is the ultimate source of wisdom. Why are gratitude and empathy so central? People used to believe that we are rational beings who make logical choices, but Moshe understood us way better. We are emotional beings. We make decisions based on emotions and then rationalize them. Psychologists like Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky have eloquently discussed this phenomenon, with Kahneman even winning the Nobel Prize for these insights. Researchers like Brené Brown, who study empathy, emphasize its importance in fostering better relationships, reducing anxiety, and increasing overall well-being. Part of why Sefer Devarim is particularly emotionally charged is because Moshe is appealing to our hearts, pleading with us to choose the path of Torah. Grateful individuals naturally seek to repay their perceived debts, while empathetic people are driven by an inherent desire to alleviate the pain of others. This is not a calculated decision, but a visceral reaction to the suffering they observe. This concept is fundamental to Judaism. This is why the Torah emphasizes gratitude toward Hashem, especially in the context of our liberation from Mitzrayim. But why are we commanded to frequently thank Hashem for delivering us from a place of suffering when he's the one who sent us to Mitzrayim in the first place? Rav Noach Weinberg would often remind us that Hashem is not Superman. Hashem doesn't simply rescue us at the last minute. Rather, he is the architect of our experiences, including our time in Mitzrayim. This perspective teaches us that our trials and tribulations are not random, but are part of a divine plan designed to strengthen and refine us. By recognizing this, we can appreciate the full scope of Hashem's involvement in our lives and understand that our gratitude encompasses both the trials and the deliverance. Why did he do this? The experience in Mitzrayim was no accident. It was intended to teach us a crucial lesson in empathy and compassion. As the Torah states in our parsha, "V'zacharta ki eved ha'isa be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yivtecha Hashem Elokecha, al kein anochi mitzavcha sadavar hazat yom." Keep in mind that you were slaves in the land of Egypt and your God Hashem took you out. Therefore, I am giving you this commandment today. As mentioned in Parashas Mishpatim, the phrase "Va'atem yedatem es nefesh hager," and you know the soul of the stranger, underscores that our shared experience of suffering in Mitzrayim is what binds us. This theme is reiterated throughout this week's parsha. We are constantly reminded of our past so that we cannot take a step without recalling our time in Mitzrayim. Whether through tefillin, mezuzah, Shabbos, Pesach, or in this week's parsha, which includes themes of tzedakah, ha'anakas eved ivri, freeing the Hebrew servant, and the shelosh regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, we are reminded that we understand this pain from the inside out. Tzedakah is a prime example of empathy and a word unique to Hebrew, lacking a direct translation into other languages. As Rabbi Sachs explains, the difficulty in translating tzedakah arises because it combines the concepts of charity and justice, which are seen as opposites in other languages. In English, charity is a voluntary act of generosity, while justice involves rightful entitlement. However, tzedakah bridges this gap by being both obligatory and enforceable by law. In Judaism, what other cultures would consider an act of charity is instead viewed as a legal and moral obligation, reflecting a unique approach to social responsibility. He writes, quote, "If we seek to understand what makes a civilization distinctive, the best place to look is at the words that are untranslatable. In English, a gesture of charity cannot be an act of justice, nor can an act of justice be described as charity. Tzedakah is therefore an unusual term because it means both. Charity is always voluntary, tzedakah is compulsory. Therefore, tzedakah does not mean charity. What would be seen as charity in other legal systems is, in Judaism, a strict requirement of the law, enforceable by the courts. The Torah gives us clear guidance on the importance of tzedakah, saying, Lo se'ametzas levavcha, v'lo sekpotz es'etcha me'achicha hevyon. Do not harden your heart and shut your hand against your needy kin. Ki pasoach tiftach es'etcha lo. Rather, you must open your hand to him. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch offers profound insight into these verses, suggesting that the Torah assumes, quote, Jewish hearts, left to their natural bent, are inclined to benevolence. Jewish hands open by themselves to the poor. This implies that within the Jewish spirit, there's a natural inclination toward generosity and kindness. The Torah encourages us to cultivate these qualities by instructing us not to close ourselves off to the needs of others, but rather remain open and responsive. Rav Hirsch further emphasizes that the Torah repeatedly uses the term achicha when referring to the poor. He explains, quote, In every poor man, whether you know him or not, there stands a brother, a child of your Father in heaven, before you, bringing you a recommendation from your and his Father. This concept of brotherhood underscores the idea that all Jews are interconnected through their shared heritage and divine parentage. Therefore, when we see someone in need, we are not merely witnessing a stranger's plight. We are encountering a fellow family member, a brother or sister who deserves our support and compassion. This deep sense of brotherhood naturally leads to empathy. How can we truly enjoy our own abundance while knowing that another member of our extended family is suffering? The Torah's commandments about tzedakah remind us that our joy and prosperity are incomplete if they are not shared with those around us. The act of giving is not just about fulfilling a commandment, it's about recognizing and responding to the humanity and dignity of every person. Rambam builds on this idea by teaching that true joy on a Yom Tov isn't about personal indulgence, but about sharing and caring for others. This is emphasized throughout our parsha. Rambam states, Ein ze simchas Yom Tov ela simchas mile kreiso. That is not the joy of the Yom Tov, but the joy of a full stomach. Rambam's words highlight that the essence of a festive occasion is not merely about satisfying our own desires, but about ensuring that others can also experience joy and fulfillment. The celebration is communal, and its sanctity is upheld when everyone can partake in the blessings. Thus, tzedakah in Judaism is more than just an act of charity. It's a legal and moral obligation that reflects a deep-seated empathy. By ensuring that the needs of the less fortunate are met, we uphold the values that are central to our faith and heritage. We recognize that every individual is a reflection of the divine image and deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. Another theme in this parsha is the centrality of Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shmo Sham, the place where Hashem will choose to establish his name. This concept begins in Perek Yud Beis and continues through various topics, including Ma'aser Sheni and the Shalosh Regalim. Yerushalayim is central to our collective experience. We celebrate Yom Tov together as a family. In the longest-running study of its kind, the Harvard Longitudinal Study followed two groups of people over many years. The findings were clear. Those who lived the happiest, longest, and most successful lives were those who maintained multiple long-term relationships, regardless of income or social status. This revelation beautifully aligns with our parsha, emphasizing that we are all children of Hashem, making us brothers and sisters. This idea explains the famous story in the Mishnah where a convert asked Hillel to teach him the Torah on one foot. Hillel replied, What is hateful to you, do not do to others. This empathic formulation of the pasuk, V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, is described by Rabbi Akiva as klal gadol b'Torah. This is a great principle of the Torah. Empathy is the glue that holds families together, enabling true joy and happiness. There's a poster that I love. It describes us as Ha'am hachi ktana, ha'mishpacha hachi gdola. We are the smallest nation, but we are the largest family. What makes us a family? This incredible gift of a connected, empathetic, and meaningful life is a direct outcome of our parsha. The Torah teaches us, Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. You are children to Hashem, your God. As children of Hashem, we are not just individual followers of the commandments, but members of a divine family. The phrase Banim Atem is central to understanding our relationship with God and each other. Just as children in a family are connected by blood and bound by loyalty and love, we too are spiritually connected and obligated to care for one another. Hashem is our Father, Avinu, and that is what makes us brothers and sisters. This familial bond encourages us to act with kindness, compassion, and empathy toward one another. In essence, the Torah lays the foundation for a society where individuals see themselves as part of a larger whole, responsible for the welfare of others just as they are responsible for their own. This profound concept emphasizes that our unity and brotherhood are not just ideals, but obligations that define our actions and relationships. When we internalize that we are all children of the same divine parent, it becomes natural to extend love and support to our fellow humans. This familial connection fosters a community where the joys and sorrows of one are shared by all. creating a cohesive and supportive society. Our role as Hashem's children also comes with a responsibility to uphold the values and principles set forth in the Torah. By doing so, we honor our Father and strengthen our bonds with our spiritual siblings. The sense of brotherhood and shared purpose is the essence of the blessings described in Parshas Re'eh, illustrating that living a life guided by Torah is a life of profound meaning and connection. Our parasha concludes with the joyous meals of the Yom Tovim that we celebrate together. As Rabbi Sacks writes in his Sukkos Machzor, Simcha is a word that appears throughout our Sefer 12 times, as opposed to once each in the other four Chumashim, seven of which are in our parasha. He defines Simcha as joy celebrated in community. He writes, "Happiness is something I can feel on my own, but Simcha in the Torah is shared. It is a form of social emotion. It is also a religious emotion. Joy is a form of thanksgiving. It is a way of acknowledging life as a gift. And if it is a gift, there must be a giver." For a moment, the I is silent and we become part of the celebrating we, our voice merging with others in the song. Creation sings to its creator, the nation to its sovereign God, and we to God for keeping us alive and sustaining us and bringing us to this day. The verse, V'hayisa'ach sameach, and you shall have nothing but joy, encapsulates the essence of this message. By living a life guided by Torah and mitzvos, we cultivate a society rooted in empathy, gratitude, and communal celebration, leading to a fulfilling and meaningful existence. Because of the sinas chinam, we no longer have Beis HaMikdash. Let us rededicate ourselves to the ideal of ahavas chinam and strive to become a loving brotherhood. Through this unity and love, may we merit to join together in the true spirit of our Yomim Tovim, and may we soon celebrate together with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash from Harav Yameinu. Thank you for learning together.